It's the post-match show after an unbelievable performance from Liverpool that wins it. We're on an unbelievable bus. It's the greatest bus in the world. It's the greatest team in the world. I've got the greatest fucking panel in the world. I've got Ben Johnson. I've got Paddy Fitz. I've got Neil Atkinson. I'm John Gibbons. I've not said it. How about them Reds? Neil Atkinson. How about them Reds?
I can't get over it. I can't get over it. All season we've said, or he's said, or we've said, or we've all wanted to say, no fucking excuses. They had a million fucking excuses today not to do it. No excuses. No excuses. And they just keep going. They just keep playing. They keep attacking. They keep going forward. There's loads of reasons to feel sorry for themselves, including what happens to Gravenberg first half. Loads and loads of reasons to say, you know what, it's just a bit too hard, and they laugh their heads off about that. The captain scores the same goal twice as if just to make the point, you know what I mean? If you want this, I'll just do it again and again. Maybe if they'd have ruled that one out, we'd have got another corner and he'd have nodded that one home as well, as if to say, I'm just not taking any of this shit from any of yous. It was in loads of ways, and it's mad because it is the League Cup and they've got Southampton on Wednesday and all the hits and all of that. In loads of ways, it could be the best one of the finals. It could be the best one because they just show so much resilience. They're such a great set of mostly young lads. Every single time you turn to the bench, it was like, oh, all right. It must be the highest squad numbers you've ever seen in the entirety of your existence in terms of winning the thing. I just thought they were great, and you just could not be happier. Could not be happier. Absolutely brilliant.
How about them Reds, buddy?
I can't believe it. I can't believe it's happened. I don't know how they've done it. They kept playing. They kept playing all the way through. And I mean, we've talked loads about the manager and things like that, but I don't know what he does. But whatever 11 he seems to put on the pitch for Liverpool just seems to just embody everything that he's brought in since he came in 8 years ago. I'd made my peace with them possibly losing on penalties. I was so proud of them. I really didn't want them to lose an extra time. And what was mad is we looked more likely to score an extra time. We were the ones going.
First half extra time, we were extra.
Honestly, I said to our kid when we stood there watching, I was like, I'm so proud of them. You couldn't ask for any more of them. Some of them, honestly, I didn't know the names 6 weeks ago. I honestly didn't. And on the winning cup finals for Liverpool, they'll have that forever. I'm made up. It's brilliant.
How about them Reds, man?
It's silly, innit? Because there's no right for that team to be able to compete with another Premier League team. None.
I think they should have to back in.
They should have.
I feel bad than the Chelsea pensioners we saw before.
They were nice enough. They were in red.
Yeah, they were in red.
I think I've gone drastically wrong somewhere, if I'm honest. But that's an issue for them.